Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock and Hunter.
How you doing, man?
Good morning, buddy. I am a day away from vacation.
Yeah.
So I'm working tomorrow. I got a full day tomorrow. But then after that, Kiki and I, we're going to get on the road. We're driving to Glacier National Park. Mm-hmm. And we're going to spend a week and a half camping. Mm-hmm. I mean, four days technically driving. So, you know, the camping part is going to be, let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Nice. So you got everything packed up?
Yes. Well, we got everything on the spare bed in the house. Now we need to get everything organized. I need to pack all my clothes, all that stuff. Luckily, the weather's supposed to be nice.
Nice,
so,
nice.
But,
I was going to say, make sure you pack a very, very fuzzy camera. Because you're gonna see Bigfoot, and you can't have a nice camera if you're gonna catch a picture of Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, UFOs, the chupacabra.
Right.
If you ever photograph those, it's gonna turn out fuzzy.
Right. Make sure it's a camera from like 1985. It's half charged. You can only get like a few second clip. Right. And of him running away from you, looking back. Every picture is like that.
Wouldn't it be funny if Bigfoot was like kids today, like, let me see the picture. Oh, I look terrible. Take another one.
Take another. Right, let me see it.
All right, so today we're going to have
a female Bigfoot.
Yeah, the female Bigfoot. My hair's not done. No, get my good side.
Right.
Get my good side. And male Bigfoot's just like, oh.
For God's sakes.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah, every time.
You got some squirrel to eat. Let's go.
We got some hitchhikers to scare. Let's go. We figured we'd have some fun today because I don't believe in Bigfoot. I don't believe in aliens or any of that crap. You, on the other hand, I don't know if you're just goading me, if you're just like, oh, yeah.
With the Bigfoot, I might just be goading you a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. But. No, but you believe in aliens, though, right?
I do.
So, I mean, I guess Bigfoot is not out of the realm of possibilities.
Yeah.
Here, all right, we're going to talk about this. And if anyone out there is a Bigfoot expert, we want to hear from you. If you have seen Bigfoot, we've talked about this it wasn't terribly long ago, but Montana does have a lot of big, like Montana, mm-hmm. Washington State, yeah. Oregon, they have a lot of Bigfoot sightings.
Plenty of woods.
A lot of woods, and that's where they say he lives up in the upper Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see if anybody has had any run-ins with Bigfoot. If I got anything to worry about out there.
Or if you know how to bait him. So you know how to bait get a picture. You know?
I need beef jerky, don't I?
What's right.
The jack? That's what I need. All right, we're going to talk more about that here in just a little bit. Rock 107 WIRX, good morning. Isn't this song about Bigfoot?
It might be.
The Macarena's about Bigfoot. I would pay to see Bigfoot do the Macarena. Hey, dicka, it'd be so big and awkward. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I am taking a trip to Montana.
That's right.
And apparently, there. Yeah, I said Joe Montana. Apparently, Hunter is convinced I'm going to see Bigfoot.
Well, yeah, he's talking about getting this bear spray. I'm like, hey, it's probably a good thing to get bear spray, but you might want to get Bigfoot spray as well.
I'm going to. So obviously, let's first talk about the very famous Patterson-Gimlin film.
Yeah,
that is the one everyone has seen. I thought it was disproven, but you said one of the filmmakers that's still alive.
I think he's still alive.
Well, the one guy, Roger Patterson, he died in 72.
Yeah.
And then Robert Bob Gimlin, he was born in 31. He's still alive.
And I believe they think Robert was the one that was in the suit.
In the suit?
Because he's a big guy, you know?
It's so...
What do you think? What do you think?
Like, I mean, it's so hard to tell because it was filmed in what year? 67?
In 67. It's not the most HD video you've ever seen.
It looks real.
It looks pretty legit.
It does, you know. It's an iconic thing, but now...
I mean, it's a pretty sick suit for 1962.
That's the one thing I will say, because we've all seen Harry and the Hendersons.
All right.
That was a Hollywood shot movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And that Bigfoot, I mean, that was in... so for it being 67, to have that kind of...
Yeah, if you look at some movies from 1962, the suits and special effects back then weren't
that great.
Top notch.
I mean, Planet of the Apes, but that cost a lot of money. So yeah. And didn't they say this was a female one?
Yeah, it's a female Bigfoot because it's got a little side boob action.
look at hot.
The famous picture. What was it? Frame 352?
Yeah, frame 352 on the film. The female Bigfoot. Showing off some female Bigfoot boobie. So hot.
You would, wouldn't you? You would.
If I was a man of Bigfoot,
you'd be out there with your wife. You'd look at her. You'd
get in trouble for staring. Better put on my sunglasses so I don't get caught staring at any female Bigfoot.
Quit looking at that other Bigfoot.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Let's see here. If we got a map of the Bigfoot sightings here. Sunsquatch, too. Everyone was talking. I mean, the map, if you look at where I'm going, man.
Yeah, it's pretty red right there.
Not so much over in Montana. You see some more. There's some clusters over here. But over there, nothing really in the middle. It's not a good area.
But it's fall. I'm pretty sure they flock east. When it's fall, what do you get like a bunch of big feet together? It's a gaggle of big. What's the word for that?
Let's see, a summoning of Sasquatches, a summoning of Sasquatches, bounty of Bigfoots.
So listen to this though. Listen to this. I was watching a documentary on this, and a guy says, you know what? There is not only one. There's not only two.
Yeah.
He's saying there's around 1,800 Bigfeet walking around.
Well, there has to be. It can't just be one. No. It can't just be one.
All right.
What is a group of...
I don't know if they've gotten this.
I gotta prove
it's real.
If there are people that are called Bigfoot experts, they've made a name. What is a group of Bigfoot called? I cannot wait. What is this called? What is it called? What is it called? There is a thing called Chief Bigfoot. Wait. If you're right.
Different names for this thing, too. Skunk Ape. The Grass Man.
The Grass Man. What was the Stinky Monkey or something like that? I don't know. Has anybody seen a Bigfoot in Michigan? 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
It's hard enough to see that damn cougar.
I know, right?
You know, let's start with that.
Let's see if anybody drunk or high saw a Bigfoot out in the great woods of Michigan.
Facts.
Bigfoot.
What you gonna do?
When Brock comes for you. All right, so we're talking about Bigfoot again. We discussed this a few months ago, but I'm going to Montana. Mm-hmm. You are pretty sure I'm going to see Bigfoot out there.
I'm pretty sure. I'm positive.
At the Glacier National Park.
And I know the exact pose you're going to see. He's going to be running away, looking back at you.
He always looks like he's doing the walk like an Egyptian dance. The hand, one hand's up, one hand's back.
Oh, he's got them big swinging arms, man. You know, if he's got big swinging arms, he's also got a big swinging.
Well, that's a question. Does Bigfoot have a man? Or is he like a dog, like a little red rocket?
I don't know. Nobody knows. You can't get a damn picture of him.
I'm going to answer the real questions.
Right. Find the answers this week, Brock. Come on. So I'm at this website listening to this. Facts you need to know about Bigfoot. And this is for real.
Someone spent time.
Yes.
Put together a website, facts you need to know.
If you are confronted by Bigfoot, offering it food will provide you with an 80% chance of survival, while crying and curling up will provoke the animal to punch you in the face. It's legit. It's what they're saying.
What's the number one thing?
Listen to this one. Usain Bolt would be left in the dust if he ever raced against Bigfoot, as the hairy beast is said to be able to run up to speeds of 35 miles an hour.
What?
35 miles an hour.
Okay, which, you know what, all right, we're on pace for it just being a bear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you miss mating. Mating season for Bigfoot is from March to April. The creature is said to mate in a similar fashion to gorillas.
Mm.
Yeah, aggressive.
Aggressive.
Right.
Keep it professional. okay, well, make sure we print that off.
Right.
What's the number one thing?
Let's see. The eating habits of Bigfoot are widely disputed. Researchers suggest it may be vegetarian, while others believe the creature must be a carnivore. Kit Kats are also reported to be on Bigfoot's menu.
Oh, my God.
Bring me home a piece of that Kit Kat.
I'll leave you alone. Did a child write that? Good God. Well, here's the one thing, too, because I remember watching this documentary, and I had to play this because it's just... Getting himself ready.
Yeah, these guys doing Bigfoot calls in the woods. Sketchy.
Hit it, maestro.
And come on, you're a grown-ass man out in the woods in the middle of the night just screaming.
Of course you're going to be a little scared. You're in the woods in the middle of the night.
That's a Bigfoot expert, mind you, okay? This is a clip from Animal Planet where apparently they're looking for filler on their television station.
Right. Because Ghost Hunters wasn't following through with their...
This is a grown-ass man who pays taxes. Well, actually, no, he probably doesn't pay taxes more than likely. He's wanted by the IRS because he's a Bigfoot expert.
That's why he's in the woods.
And he's just out there. I have practiced many years perfecting the Bigfoot call. No, you're a dumbass just screaming in the woods. I can do that same thing.
Let's go camping, Brock. Just like screaming. Camp ranger comes up. What? There's people trying to sleep. What are you doing?
Sir, I'm trying to call Bigfoot. Go to your tent. Go to bed. Rock 107 WIRX, good morning. Yeah, that's the idiot from the video. I'm going to try and get Bigfoot's attention.
The more I'm researching this, the more I want to keep researching it. It's hilarious.
Look, man, you believe what you want to believe. Anybody, if you swear you've seen Bigfoot, I'm not here to disagree with you. But more than likely, you did not see Bigfoot.
Well, Bigfoot eats just about everything from nuts and berries to fish and even pancakes, they say.
You know what? I must be part Bigfoot. I love all of those things.
Right. Here's a picture of Bigfoot riding Nessie, the largest monster.
Well, that's obviously real.
Right, they're best friends, it says here. It's got to be real. It's the internet.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let's take a phone call. WIRX, hello.
Good morning, you idiots.
Good morning.
All right, so am I to understand then that Bigfoot can outrun Usain Bolt and we'll punch you in the face if you're curled up in a ball?
That's exactly right, Jeff.
That's exactly it. That's what we've learned about the elusive Bigfoot.
So what you're telling me is that Bigfoot is Chuck Norris.
Pretty much.
I knew it all this time. It all makes sense now.
Yeah. He's either Chuck Norris or the most interesting man in the world. He can parallel park a train.
Oh, my God.
He's a mix between both.
You know what? I got this figured out. I'm going to go out in the woods in Montana. I'm going to go, Chuck! And then Bigfoot's going to poke around. Huh? What do you want?
Exactly, man.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome, man.
Well.
All right. Take care, homos.
The later. Did you call me? You know, that's actually a good theory.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Chuck Norris and Bigfoot in the same place at the same time?
No, you haven't. Bigfoot could do one hell of a roundhouse then.
That's right.
Here you are. Extensive scientific studies show rednecks in the woods drinking beer see Bigfoot 90% more than often sober campers. It says here, Bigfoot consumes a lot of alcohol.
What if Bigfoot's just a big, hairy redneck? Wouldn't that be fantastic? Because of all the rednecks that he's been hanging around, all these people are like, oh, yeah, I saw Bigfoot up there in the mountains. He was up there.
He was up there, I tell you what.
Me and Billy Joe were up hunting squirrels, and I swear to God, I look up.
He was about 7 foot tall.
A big hairy fella. And I said, hey, Bigfoot.
Well, we could smell him before we could see him.
Yeah, he's got a very strong odor, even over myself. And so I said, hey, Bigfoot, would you like a tall, cool Budweiser? And Bigfoot growled, and he grabbed a Budweiser. He drank the Budweiser, and we became best friends.
Ever since then, we've been bonging beers all night, man.
I tell you what, Bigfoot can put down a few beers. That guy can drink. Honestly, I think he has a drinking problem, man.
He's like Andre the Giant. Pound 80 beers in one sitting.
It is. All it is either drunk hillbillies or stoned hippies. They're like, I saw Bigfoot. No. You didn't. Rock 107.